So we're making a podcast, and we had gotten to our desired 3 recorded and edited podcasts in the bank, and you were like, let's publish them. And I was like, cool. And then realized that we needed to have a conversation about how we were publishing. And it had just come across my plane of awareness the week before about the CEO of Spotify investing again in a weapons AI company, like $60 million. I was like, I'm so done with this. They pay their artists like crap. You have to reach like a certain number of views to get paid at all with your music on Spotify now. And I was like, yo, I don't want to publish on Spotify. And you were like,
well, funny enough, I was also just, we hadn't even talked about this, but I also was on my own journey to, as an individual consumer, get off Spotify. I was thinking about making the switch to Tidal. I actually had the platform installed and just was like dragging my feet about it. So our brains were in a similar place with regards to like, this platform sucks. It would be better not to use it. But then when it came to where are we going to publish our podcast, I had the idea of more places is better because we want to be where people are listening, and Spotify is a major distributor, and it would be better on a practical level to show up there if we want people to actually hear it. So what happened was a disagreement of 2 different values, right? One is about ethical consistency and the other is about trying to have success with this project that we're trying to get up off the ground. So what we decided to do was to take our difficult decision-making schematic for its very first test run, and it went super great. So yeah, we wanted to share it out.
Yeah, and I think one thing I'll add there is we have a weekly call, and this was like a bullet point on the agenda of the weekly call, and we spent more than 10 minutes kind of like me being like, fuck Spotify, and you being like, but, and then I was like, yo, I think this deserves a full conversation. So, yes. Another goal here is like, we're going to walk you through the decision-making schematic, but also where we notice when we needed to pause. So a good time to use things like this is when you're working with your team or your business partner, whatever, and you're talking about something that is hard in terms of ethics, morals, values. And it's just like, you're talking about it for longer than 10 minutes and no one feels okay in the room. And you can probably tell when no one feels okay. This is a time to use this.
It's fairly simple, but there's some good decisions that we made throughout here that I think facilitated us arriving to a conclusion that we both feel pretty good about. The first really key thing that made a big difference is this little drop down right here, which hides a whole bunch of good stuff, which is all the homework and research that we did beforehand. So we had this call in the calendar where we were going to go through this difficult decision together. But before that, both of us went through and thought about it. Like, what am I bringing to this thing? What are different reference points that I want to be mutual between us? We also wrote down some pros and concerns under like the 2 different options that were on the table, whether we should or should not be on Spotify. In this case, it was just pretty much a binary. This is really important to do beforehand so that you're entering the conversation on this with the same context and can make the same references, and you're not trying to like school the other person, but rather you're entering already with a collaborative mindset.
Specifically with this conversation, where I was in the fuck off forever Spotify camp, my little radical heart was like on fire, burning cop cars moment. And what was really helpful for me, I realized I had to do research to better understand Janelle's point of view. Like, yeah, Spotify, sure, it has podcasts. I don't listen to podcasts on Spotify. And so I was coming from it from my own experience of, there's other podcast apps. What's the big deal? And then finding if you could open the research toggle.
Yeah.
What helped me was looking at, here are the actual numbers behind how many people listen to podcasts on Spotify versus Apple Podcasts versus all of these other things. It helped me come into our conversation with a bit more flexibility. And I think when you're doing the research, don't just research your point.
Yes. Yes. Do whatever you can to go beyond your individual experience and start thinking about like the broader context, because the goal is to reach mutual understanding and agreement, not to win. So we did that groundwork, and then it came time for our call. And we dedicated a call specifically to this and this alone. And the very first thing that we did, as suggested by Anna brilliantly, was to do a one word-ish feelings check-in. And both of us were not feeling great. I think you felt pretty nervous,
So
and
nervous.
yeah, and I was feeling maybe even some resentment and just and a
Think
little
the word you used
resigned.
was frustrated.
Frustrated.
Yeah. I was nervous
Yeah.
you were frustrated. Something I want to say here with the one word-ish feelings check-in, keep it short. Because if you start in like, I'm feeling nervous because you've already lost the point of the call, keep it really focused. Just name the fact that you're nervous so the other person knows a baseline where you're coming from. We got this actually from Alfred, who we interviewed on the podcast. And I was like, this is such a good idea.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a little reminder that you're all humans in the room, bringing your very human emotions along with you, and it can really lower people's defenses in a very positive way.
So we're about to get into it, and I'm like, okay, I gotta like convince Janelle we're all right. Like, I'm nervous, so I'm using all this nervous energy to like do some convincing. And Janelle was like, hold on, I have a good idea. I was like, what?
My idea was to represent the other person's viewpoint because I noticed that I really did not want to argue my reasoning because it just felt combative. And again, the goal, which we've got printed big here in green, is to find the best path forward together, not to win. So I didn't want to come in and be all lawyery about like point A, point B, point C. And instead, like, what if we talked about how we think the other person is feeling, and what the other person wants, and then we see if that's an accurate representation, if the other person feels like they've been understood within that. And that was a really, really cool idea.
Awesome. It was awesome. Yeah. And I think we both got about 90% right. And then the other person can be like, also, this point, you missed this. That's kind of big. And the other person was like, yeah, you also missed this. And it was great.
Really was. And so we went through it. You could see here in the columns, you've got option one and option two. In our case, we only had two options on the table, but you could expand this if you had more. And then we had kind of an idea parking lot on the side where we started typing things as they kind of came up in conversation. And you know, a really cool thing about having a schematic like this, it can maybe feel like overkill for somebody who's never used this before, but the thing that it did that was quite magical is a thing that relationship therapists talk about a lot, that it's not you versus me, it's us versus the problem. And putting it out in front of us, so it's something that we're both observing and working on together, and we're looking at the same context, really makes that whole mindset shift happen, and it enabled us to move forward together.
Again, it's unity, right? And I think that there's this idea with consensus that everyone is like absolutely excited about the decision. That's not the goal. The goal is everyone's okay with it.
The way that we talk about it in our co-op is the principled objections versus preferences. If something is a principled objection, it's really important to talk about and examine and work through. If it's a preference, that probably shouldn't be a blocker to moving forward. It's something you can maybe mention, but if you just don't like that particular shade of blue because you don't like it, that shouldn't block the work going forward. So we put a few resources like that here on the bottom that can be used as reference points during the time that you're having the conversation in order to get unstuck and ask some good questions.
One of the reasons why we needed to use this was because I was having a principled objection, right? And it wasn't just like, I just like in general, like, don't like Spotify. Like, their logo's stupid. I don't like their UI. That's a preference. This was principled objection. We needed to have a deep conversation.
So we ended up coming to several conclusions, which we've documented here. I would highly recommend documenting as well if you've done something like this with your team so that everyone can then refer back to, okay, here's exactly what we're doing to move forward. Here's how we got there. And you can remember it, reference it later. And finally, we concluded with one more one word-ish feelings check-in. And we were both feeling far more positive than we entered the conversation.
Well, should we talk about the decision that we made? The I don't know if compromise is the right word, but the unity that we came to was Spotify is needed for reach. You scroll back up to the homework. It's a huge freaking platform for podcasts. And that means, so for me, I was like, how can we use Spotify, but like not use Spotify, right? Like that's where I came in with some flexibility. So can we put some parameters on how we use Spotify? Janelle was using Spotify for creators to distribute. I was like, can we use a different tool? I am happy to pay for a different tool. Like let's not use their platform for stuff as much as possible. So we're getting a paid platform for distribution. We are going to revisit in 1 year, if we still want to distribute our podcast on Spotify.
Yep.
It's good. I think it's good that we had the time marker where like, no, we have to revisit. That helped me, the principled objector, to be like, okay, this isn't a forever decision. We're going to keep talking about it. And that made me feel a lot better. It ended with us like, that went really well. We should record a little mini podcast about this.
Seriously, like I've been looking forward to having this exact conversation since we had this tough conversation and moved our way through it. I feel quite proud about how we went from point A to point B, and I feel confident that other people would be able to use this as well. So here is a handy dandy fill it in yourself version for your use, whatever difficult conversations you may need to have with your own teammates. And we, if you give this a spin, we would really love to hear how it goes. I'm certain that everyone will have their own little mechanics that they'll want to add to it because every team is different. But as kind of a base schematic, we think it would work really well for making a lot of tough decisions.
Make sure you do the homework because it's going to give you that flexibility that's needed to have difficult conversations, right? And if you come in inflexible and like your head is still steaming, this is not going to work. It's not going to work. And if you notice that you do the research and you like think through things and your head is still steaming afterward, you're allowed to ask to delay the conversation, right? One of the things of the resources that we have here is notice when you need to pause. And you can pause before the conversation even happens, right? If you're stuck, it's okay to come back later.
I'm like inclined to say I'm looking forward to our next difficult conversation so we can use it. I'm not, but it was awfully useful and I feel confident that whatever comes up in the future, we're going to be able to work through it together. Flying the Coop is brought to you by Strange Birds, a strategic messaging co-op for businesses who care loudly. From websites to onboarding flows, launches to long-term strategy, if you want your brand, offers, and experience to tell the same story, we can help. Find us at strangebirds.land.